I had two things in common with a man I used to know. We liked to go out fishing, and we liked motorboats. I think about the time I spent when I was coming along. The smell of mahogany still takes me way back when. I remember back in 64, Granddaddy came, got me. He said, "Son, I got something that I want you to see." And from that day, it really changed me. It was late in the fall that year when we walked out on that pier. He said, "Now, son, be careful when you step on board. We'll see if we can get her out of here." Those early days were quite a time, and we learned a thing or two about what those red and green markers meant and what the wind could really do. Most of the time it was him and me on the boat that we both loved. I think about him quite a lot when I'm out here on the sea. And it's my ocean-going history that always gets the best of me, not knowing where I'll go, where I'll be. It brings back those old memories about the way things used to be when it was just Granddaddy and me. Sometimes I get a familiar feeling when I walk down on the dock. My rods and reels and my ice and beer, it feels just like he's here. I hop aboard and I start her up, and I untie all my lines. One thing's for sure, and it'll never change the way the ocean makes you feel. And it's my ocean-going history that always gets the best of me, not knowing where I'll go or where I'll be. It brings back those old memories about the way things used to be when it was just Granddaddy and me. It's my ocean-going history that always gets the best of me, not knowing where I'll go or where I'll be. It brings back those old memories about the way things used to be when it was just Granddaddy and me. Out on the sea. Granddaddy and